It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. It's been 2 years since drillers struck a gas line and caused a deadly explosion in Sun Prairie. Federal authorities estimate the Madison suburb saw more than $20 million in economic damages to the downtown. A firefighter killed, 5 buildings were destroyed, several other businesses and homes were damaged, leaving dozens of residents displaced. It took more than 4 months to rebuild. WPR host Keely Boltina talked with reporter Parker Shore from the Capital Times and Wisconsin Watch about what has changed.
It's been about 2 years since an explosion in Sun Prairie killed one person. Remind us what happened that day in July of 2018.
Right. So a company by the name of Bear Communications was hired by Verizon to install fiber internet under the streets of Sun Prairie. And on the morning of the explosion, Bear Communications actually assigned the job to a brand new subcontractor. It's common practice in the industry, especially in what's called directional drilling, which is what these companies were doing that day, to sort of subcontract out the work to other companies. So a company will hire a company, which will hire a company, and so on. And so they hired this company by the name of BT Tech because they wanted the job done sooner than the previous company would have done it by. And before you dig, you're required to call Digger's hotline, which coordinates with locating companies to spray paint where utilities are underground. But neither company did this on that morning. And as a result, VT Tech, as they were digging, struck an unmarked natural gas pipeline near an intersection. And the pipeline leaked gas for about an hour. And then ignited into this massive explosion, which destroyed numerous buildings in the downtown area. It caused $20 million in damage and killed firefighter Captain Corey Barr.
So the company drilling that day was not the original company, and it changed the morning of?
Right. So the plans were actually transferred in the parking lot of a quick trip because the Bear Communications wanted the job done sooner than the previous company would have gotten it done by. The previous company wanted new, more detailed plans to be drawn up because they thought the intersection had too many utilities to safely do the job with the plans that they had. And Bear Communications wanted the job done within a few days, so they hired this new company to get it done sooner.
That new company, VC Tech, did their work cause the explosion?
Yes, the driller for VC Tech struck the underground pipeline, which ultimately ignited and exploded.
And is that a crime?
The police ruled it not a crime. They sort of chalked it up to miscommunication between all these different companies. And Sun Prairie has since sort of instituted some rules to make sure that these companies are communicating. But no crime was committed, the police determined. There are some lawsuits sort of grinding their way through the courts still. And the companies were fined by the Public Service Commission, which regulates this industry, for $25,000 each. So Bear Communications and VT Tech were both fined. But VT Tech actually has not paid that fine, at least when we published this article in late April. And they are back in Wisconsin doing the same work that they were doing in Sun Prairie, directional drilling to install fiber internet. They're back working in Wisconsin under a new company name. And the PSC, the Public Service Commission, said it's worried about this company working in Wisconsin, but admitted it had little ability to do anything about it.
Let's take a quick step back then. What is directional digging and how difficult is it?
It's a sort of relatively unknown industry. They do all their work underground, and it can be kind of innocuous. But it's basically a way to dig underground and install utilities that doesn't require you to dig a big trench. So basically, the directional driller will extend this long, thin metal drill into the ground and then feed a utility through the drill. So you feed like a fiber internet cable through the center of the drill, and that's how they install a lot of the fiber internet and electric cable and other types of utilities nowadays. I talked with people that compared it to sort of operating a crane, which requires a lot of training to do. But directional drilling requires zero training in Wisconsin.
You can hire somebody and tell them how to do it, and legally they can.
Right. And I think that's a common way that it happens, that you learn on the job. You learn from the person that's teaching you, and maybe they don't have the best practices, because there aren't necessarily best practices being taught like you would if you're a crane operator, for instance, and you're a certified crane operator, which then you have to be recertified to do so. But there's none of those sort of training requirements or really much regulation of directional drilling at all.
Parker, what can Wisconsin do to enforce any penalties companies face if they've messed up?
So Wisconsin law, by since 2018, they have sort of this new ability to fine companies that they find have violated laws. And since that law was instituted in 2018, they've only fined three companies a total of $31,000. And that's despite, through this reporting, finding that companies violate the state's excavation laws hundreds of times every year, it appears. That could be not calling Digger's Hotline, which is common, and that's what happened in Sun Prairie. But it can also be digging too close to utilities with a power-operated machinery. When you get really close to a utility, you're by law required to start digging with hand tools like a shovel. And that causes hundreds of utility strikes every year. And yet, the vast majority of these companies are not fined or required to take an educational course. But the state law does have room that would allow for that.
Sun Prairie's incident was significant. But how big of an issue really is this? How often do crews hit utility lines when they're working on projects in Wisconsin?
So utility strikes are actually shockingly common. So there were nearly 4,000 utility lines that were struck in Wisconsin in 2018 alone, including 31 that were struck on the day of the Sun Prairie explosion alone. That being said, most of these they turn out to be harmless, but they can turn deadly, as they were on that morning. So excavators triggered about five significant Wisconsin pipeline incidents over the past decade. And the Sun Prairie explosion was the first death caused by one of these strikes since 2006. But these strikes are common, and industry experts I talked to said cutting corners is a widespread issue in directional drilling. For instance, it's best practice to dig a sight hole to see where the utility is underground as you're directional drilling. But companies skip this step often to save time and money, and that results in a significant number of these utility strikes, data shows.
So who winds up paying for it when companies violate the regulations or misstep?
Often it would be an insurance company would pay for damages. But sometimes the costs are borne by the people that pay for the utility. For instance, a municipally owned water utility, the people that pay for that water would end up paying it. So taxpayers would end up, basically residents would end up sort of bearing the cost of those damages in some cases.
Parker, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And that was reporter Parker Shore talking with WPR host Keely Baltina. You can read the full Wisconsin Watch article on Wisconsin's regulations and see more about the regulations on drilling and other places, how they handle drilling restrictions. We have a link at WPR.org/mornings. Just ahead, it is On Point with a recap of the SCOTUS season. The Supreme Court ended last week with surprises from just about everyone, or so it seemed. We take a detailed look at the Roberts Court and how to understand its decisions in the larger context of American politics now. That is On Point coming up next. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show, and you're here on the Ideas Network.